Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says his country will be the one to decide whether and how to respond to Iran's major air assault earlier this week. With his remarks Wednesday, Netanyahu brushed off calls for restraint from close allies, including the visiting foreign ministers of Germany and Britain. Israel has vowed to respond to Iran's unprecedented attack without saying when or how. That has left the region bracing for further escalation after months of unrest linked to the ongoing war in Gaza. Iran's president warned Israel against responding. Jordan's King Abdullah says his country will not be a battleground for any party in the confrontation between Israel and Iran. Dale Gavlak reports from Amman.
The kingdom was geographically sandwiched, sitting between Israel on one side and Iran and its proxies on the other. As Iranian drones and ballistic missiles flew over Jordanian airspace on their way to Israeli targets. In remarks to U.S. President Joe Biden, King Abdullah defended his military's actions in helping intercept and shoot them down, saying Jordan's security and the protection of its citizens come above all other considerations. He said Jordan would not be a theater of war for any side, nor will it allow a regional war to unfold on its land. Dale Gavlak, VOA News, Amman.
U.S. House of Representatives Speaker Mike Johnson is forging ahead toward a vote later this week on a package of Ukraine funding that also includes Israel and Taiwan. But he also is facing a choice between potentially losing his job and advancing the aid for Ukraine. The decision to support Ukraine at all has angered conservatives in the House of Representatives. This